The Lord is with us in wisdom and truth, heart dwellers, and he has a beautiful teaching tonight on forgiveness. It's October the 6th, 2015. Well, I need to take a moment here and give you a little background on this message. We have a group of people, I guess several channels, who don't like what the Lord is teaching through this channel and have made it a point to preach against us. And I'm just amazed by that. Well, I find it both amusing and flattering that they go through so much trouble, effort, and time just to shut the wellspring you've opened. Don't they have a life? Oh, yes, they have a life, defending me. You must love them, Lord. Oh, I do, with all I have to give. I know, help me to love them too, please. Well, if you see it from my perspective, you can't help but love them, even though their zeal is misplaced. Have I not said that I wish men to be hot or cold? They're not lukewarm, and that's to be celebrated. Let's go on now. What do you want to talk about, Lord? Forgiving your enemies. I didn't want to talk about that. So I asked Ezekiel, honey, would you please make sure this is the Lord? And I prayed for a minute, and we both got confirmations. And I said, oh, Lord, I don't want to hear that right now. He said, that's why you must. You need to be reminded. This is a dynamic that very few people have a full understanding on, because they cannot see into the Spirit and see the gridlock on grace that happens when you fall into unforgiveness. It is very much like a freeway at rush hour. Everyone is going their own way, getting home, fulfilling their destinies, maintaining forward motion. Then there is a two or three car pileup, and everything comes to a stop. Everyone is held up, not just those involved in the accident. That is what people do not see or understand. However, when you are in the Spirit, you can see how far-reaching the shackles of unforgiveness are. Believe it or not, it continues on down through generations. There's another kind of gridlock that takes place, this one in your soul. An area that was free and clear and flowing now hits a snag every time circumstances vaguely remind you of that past event. It sets off alarms, raises fears, guilt, real or imagined. Satan gets a lot of mileage from these encounters. There's so much to exploit in the human nature. The need to be right, the need to have resolution, the need to prove your point. Whereas the person who has forgiven encounters no such encumbrances. They may remember incidents that caused them pain, but they let go of it and moved on. It helps so much, Claire, for a person to see themselves less than others, no matter what their giftings. In fact, the more gifts they have, the more necessity for seeing their littleness. A little soul does not take offense at slights. They are only too ready to explain away the good motives of their enemies, making excuses for their persecution while forgiving and moving on. They also understand that I allow and use everything that happens as a tool to perfect you. They understand profoundly that I am behind every event in their lives, so much so that they even rejoice at losses and setbacks. I'm trying, Lord. Yes, you are, and that is commendable. Now I wish for those who are following your channel to do likewise. My brides, do not get entangled or embroiled in the injustices you suffer. Understand that you too, in the past, have been lacking in foresight and wisdom. You too have put the blame on innocent people. You too were blind to what I was in control of and allowing. You too failed to recognize the new and unusual movements of my spirit in the midst of others. It is a sign of remarkable and godly maturity to stand back and simply observe without becoming embroiled. Pray for your persecutors. Pray deeply and from the heart. Soon enough I will answer your prayers when I am finished using them to perfect you. That reminds me of the story of Graham Cook. Lord, may I share that? Briefly, my love, go ahead. There were two men who attended every single Graham Cook conference and sat in the very front row, taking copious notes. Later, they smeared him on the internet, finding fault with the way he quoted scripture, the way he preached, the relationship he had with God. They called him an evil, false prophet, and remained for years as a thorn in Graham's side, right up in the front row. Then, all of a sudden, they disappeared. Graham had either a dream or a vision. The Lord brought him into a sculptor's studio and showed him a magnificent statue of a man. Jesus said to him, "Would you like to meet the sculptors?" Graham replied that he would be honored. The two men who had been heckling him all these years stepped out from behind a curtain, and Jesus said to Graham, "They are the sculptors, and this is a carving of you." Wow. The Lord continued, "So you see, I make good use of everything and everyone, no matter how dark and ugly they may seem to you. Observe from a wider perspective what such as these accomplish in my kingdom. I intend to use them to derail all the scribes and Pharisees that are attacking your channel. And no weapon formed against you will prosper. Rather, you will prosper from it. This is the heritage of those who are willing to forsake the mausoleums of religion. Cultivate a relationship with me based on the real experience of the scriptures coming to life in ways not seen before. This is a revival that is overturning urns and ashes and bringing to life the dry bones left behind as a testimony to Satan's victories in my church. I am doing a new thing. It is springing forth, and all those who diligently seek me, willing to set aside their favorite doctrines that held them in bondage, are coming to life and experiencing the glories of heaven here and now. My kingdom is coming. My will is being done. Rejoice, inhabitants of the earth, for I am restoring life in me, and no thing, no weapon, no lie, and no one can stop it. Go forth now, my precious family, and forgive. Be set free from all rancor. Pray sincerely and from the heart for those who are in bondage. I tell you the truth, someday they will thank you."